This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The bill proposing a wolf sanctuary on Bainbridge Island is an effort to counter another bill prohibiting the lethal removal of gray wolves for any reason. The bill's sponsor, Joel Kretz, says the state's wolf advisory group has been working on how to manage the growing wolf population for a long time, and he's tired of the Western Washington mentality of, we know what's best for you.
I just don't believe someone that has basically no apex predators for hundreds of miles should be able to tell those of us that are dealing with an overpopulation of wolves in northeastern Washington, and they have been completely unwilling to help us fix the problems we've got or deal with anything. So it's frustrating.
Kretz says it's more than an educational bill.
I've had people say, oh, you know, you should have taken the high road. You know what? Let's have the discussion. Because if you allow her bills to sit out there, another one precluding lion hunting, cougars, that's the statement out there. And I'm going to always respond. And I'm going to try and get a word in. And now we're having this discussion in, trust me, multiple places around the state about how can we really actually deal with the issues we have with apex predators.
But why couldn't Western Washington lawmakers come and see the problem firsthand?
We have brought a few over, but with this bill, we can deliver them right to them. I've had lots of offers from the 7th District. If you need my stock trailer, I'll bring a load of wolves.
Neither bill is expected to get a hearing, but should serve to further discussion.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.